Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Thursday or whatever day you're listening to this on. So I am going to, even though usually on Saturdays I'm answering a question, today I actually had a question that popped up that I was kind of going back and forth with somebody in the DMs, and I wanted to share it here. Well, it wasn't in the DMs. I actually asked the question on Instagram, but the conversation was around what is my number one non-negotiable when it comes to marketing and sales. And it was a really good question because honestly, there are so many moving parts and moving components when you think about marketing and sales. And I was like, ooh, you know, if I had to think about one thing, or like, what is the one thing that I always do or always focus on, what would that one thing be? And so let's just get to the point of this. My number one non-negotiable when it comes to marketing and sales is visibility and lead gen. Okay. And I know that sounds like two different things, but it really does go together. But most importantly, that is my number one non-negotiable priority. It's the number one thing I'm doing. I am always prioritizing visibility and lead generation. Everything else, and I know this for a fact, everything else in your business or everything else when it comes to marketing and sales works itself out when your focus is on being visible and generating leads. And the reason why I say this is because so often it's easy as, you know, CEOs, business owners, like we're thinking, okay, I have all this stuff to do. I need to do, you know, I need to work on my sales page. I need to get my messaging. I need to fix this offer, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why, like, if I had to just reduce our business down to one thing, I would say it's visibility and lead gen, is because literally everything else happens as a result of you having visibility and you having leads, right? So your messaging is going to get better the more you talk to people, the more you talk about your offer, the more you, you know, create content, right? The more that you have conversations with people, your messaging is going to get better. And so it's so interesting because we're actually doing a messaging workshop this month, probably in a couple of days, actually, once this episode goes live. And the workshop is going to be a messaging audit. But one thing, like one key piece of this messaging audit, or a, I guess, preface to the entire thing, I always tell people, like, your messaging is going to change. It's going to evolve. It's going to evolve frequently. It's why in my episode where I talked about the Instagram 9 grid, that's why I said that you need to update your 9 grid like every quarter, because your messaging, your philosophies, your methodology, it changes. You get more clear. You fine-tune things. Your process gets better. And so these things don't happen until you have people to talk to. These things don't happen until you are more visible, right? Until you are getting a message out there so that you can test and see, you know, what is resonating, what actually attracts the right type of people, right? And so everything that has to do with marketing and sales, it really is contingent on your ability to be visible and generate leads. And so if I didn't have any other, you know, thing that I focused on, or like that I place a high emphasis on, it would be on my visibility strategy and of course like that transitioning into generating actual leads. And so for me, you know, there are plenty of times, like, you know, I talk about my bare minimum strategy. There are plenty of times that, you know, my bare minimum strategy, and I'm not gonna say plenty of times, my bare minimum strategy revolves around how am I going to maintain my visibility in a way that I can actually sustain right now, and how can I generate leads? Because I know that everything else will work itself out. I know that if I have people to talk to, I will sell my offer, right? It's a given, right? And the truth is, that's true for you too, right? Sales is a skill. Sales is something that you can learn and you get better at how the more you talk to people, right? But you need people to talk to in the first place. And so again, it's a feedback loop, or it's a ongoing cycle, right? Where you have people, you are visible, you're visible to the right people. These people turn into a lead, you sell to them. Some of them you sign, some of them you don't, but that's okay, because if you're prioritizing being visible, you will always have more people to feed into the funnel and feed to the system or into your system. So when I am thinking about like, okay, this is the one, like this is my one non-negotiable, when it comes to my marketing and sales, I am always asking myself, and you've heard me ask this question. Well, you've heard me ask a variation of this question, but I'm always asking myself, how can I get in front of or talk to more people today? My other question that's like the variation that I say pretty often is, how am I going to make money today, right? How am I going to make money today? The way that I'm going to make money is by talking to people, getting in front of more people. And I don't mean that this has to be a one-on-one thing, right? When I send emails and like right now, well, probably by the time this episode comes out, I'm not doing it. But as of me recording this, I am sending out 2 emails a day to my entire email list. I don't feel bad about it, right? Because that is how I am getting in front of and talking to people today. I have the podcast. That is how I get in front of and talk to people today, right? And so I am always asking myself, how can I get in front of and talk to more people? Because I know that I need to be feeding my funnel, right? And in order to do that, I have to be visible so that I can then have leads. And like I said, there are so many ways that you can do this, and we'll talk about this closer to the end. But one thing that I want to say is that both of these questions require me to talk or get my offer or my concepts or my expertise in front of people. And so if nothing else, right, like, because the question is like, what's the number one thing that I focus on? If nothing else, your focus really does need to be on visibility and lead generation. Some people might call this like, oh, focus on like community building or focus on nurturing, right? Like we are all saying the same thing. It does not matter what you call it. At the end of the day, the number one focus is always on visibility. And I know that there are people that, you know, might coach and say things like, you don't need a big audience, blah, blah, blah. And I want to be clear that getting in front of people, like how do I get in front of more people today or whatever? It's not about like the end result is not about having a big audience. So I want to encourage you, even if you have like a smaller audience, I do agree. Like you don't need a huge audience in order to make, you know, $5,000 a month, 6 figures a year, even multiple 6 figures. Like I know plenty of people that don't have huge followings and they're making multiple 6 figures a year. So it's not about necessarily having a, you know, although volume does matter, obviously with growth, it's not about having, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that you have to get in front of. It's about just getting in front of the right type of people, right? Getting in front of your people, people that are actually interested in what it is that you do. And when I say interested, I mean like they need what you have to offer, right? Or your offers are going to provide a solution or end result that they're actually looking for, right? So when we're talking about visibility, it's targeted visibility, right? It's not just about getting in front of every and anybody. So like I said, you can call it whatever you want, whether it's like community building, because I know some people like to say like, oh, you know, the number one focus should be like building your community. And I agree, right? But building your community is saying the exact same thing as you need to be more visible, right? It's saying the same thing. It's just, it may be like saying community sounds a little bit more flowery, I guess, but it's just visibility, right? Just getting in front of more people. And of course, you want to add them to your audience and your community, right? You want to add them to your email list. You want to, you know, at minimum, have them following you on a social media platform or get them to subscribe to your YouTube or get them to, you know, follow your podcast, right? Like whatever it is, right? So you just want them to engage and stay connected with you, right? That's the number one thing, because by doing that, they consume your content and then they become a lead, which is what we want. So the thing is that when you focus on this, right, like when this is your number one focus, it shifts your perspective on spending time on things that initially you're like, this doesn't seem fun or I don't want to do this or whatever, right? So what I mean by this is this, like when you focus on this, it's going to help you get really clear and say, you know what? Yes, I don't want to spend 30 minutes engaging on Instagram. Like, and when I say engaging, I mean like responding to your DMs or, you know, creating like an engaging poll so that people can respond to it or, you know, responding to your comments, right? Like initially you might think to yourself like, yo, I am so over social media. Like I'm just blown by this. But when you think about it from the perspective of how am I going to get in front of or talk to more people today, you start to realize that like, okay, this 30 minutes, even if I don't have the time to do anything else, it's worth it for me to spend it here Because this means that I'm creating intimacy, right? I'm building trust and I'm communicating with people that are following me or who want to be connected to me. And this could lead to somebody being just like a lurker to becoming an engaged community member and then eventually a client. Like now you are really promoting the evolution or the movement from someone just passively following you to now they're actually a client, right? So we're moving them through that customer journey. It also allows you to just, again, get really clear on the content that you need to make. So when you're sitting down and you're working, it's like if your focus is on visibility and generating leads, you're going to be focused on, okay, I'm going to put out this content and I'm just going to see how it does, see if it sticks, right? Now, if you are inside Shmoney Mama, then you actually have an action plan. So that makes it even easier because you can really test out ideas really quick because you don't have to come up with the content idea on your own. Like I give you the prompt. Now you can like... I have one person who will literally take one of my prompts and she will make like four different pieces of content using the exact same prompt, but she's just changing out the language to see what sticks, right? What resonates with her community. And at the end of the day, that is allowing her to be visible. It's allowing her to get in front of more people and more of the right people that she can then sell her offers to. So when your focus is on visibility and lead generation, you're just able to approach how you're spending your time in your business and what you're actually doing from a different angle. And it makes it to where those things that don't feel fun to do or those things that you're just like, oh, you know, I can kind of push this off until tomorrow. You start to realize like, no, I can't. I actually can't push this off. Like this needs to be done right now. And the truth is that as business owners, like one thing that I constantly am coaching people through, a constant thing that I'm having to tell people like, hey, we got to fix this, right? Like this needs to be priority number one, right? Like we got to get this figured out. Something that I see happen a lot is that people are on a constant cycle of feeling like you're hunting for clients. You're having to work really hard for clients, or it's hard to sign people, or people are, you know, quote unquote, engaging with your content and not buying, or people are not engaging with your content and not buying, or you just feel like you're kind of like tapped out, like your audience is not resonating or they're not, you know, interested in your offer. And this often happens because you don't have a pool of actual people to talk to, right? You haven't focused on visibility. So when you do sell, people really aren't interested, right? Because you've built an audience or you have a community of people, and I'm not even calling them a community. You've just built an audience, right? You haven't built a actual community. You haven't actually built a network of people who are actually interested in your offer, and you definitely don't have leads that are, and when I say leads, I mean people that have qualified themselves or they've raised their hand expressing explicit interest, right? You might not have those people. And so something that I see happen is that as business owners, you have your clients, right? You have your three clients right now, or you're booked out right now. And then when the contract's in, now you don't have any clients, right? And now you feel like, oh my gosh, like I gotta, you know, do all this. I gotta post all this stuff. I have to do all these things. You feel like you're on a hunt. And it ends up taking you another 3 to 6 months before you sign your next set of clients, right? And that doesn't feel good. Like, it does not feel good at all. And I get that. But I know also it's because you weren't prioritizing visibility. You weren't prioritizing lead generation. And so now you find yourself in these constant cycles of, I have clients, then I don't. I have clients, then I don't. I have clients, I gotta work super hard, you know what I'm saying, for these clients. Then when they're gone, I gotta work super hard again just to get more people, right? And that's a cycle that you wanna get off of, especially if you want consistent income, right? If you wanna consistently make $3,000 a month or $5,000 or $10,000, $20,000, doesn't matter, right? Like whatever the number is, you need to have a consistent pool of leads that you can constantly be in front of, that you can build a very deep connection with them so that when the time comes or when you're ready, you can sell to them. This is why my Leads for Days workshop and actually the new DM Sales Masterclass is so transformational. These are both inside of Shmoney Mama, the membership. And the reason why these are so transformational is because I focus on helping you squeeze the lemon, right? So helping you squeeze the juice, squeeze the orange, whatever it is. I help you focus on, okay, I'm building, you know, I'm putting this content out there. I'm trying to be visible. How do I then take it from just being visible to actually turning them into a client or into a customer, right? And so those two workshop masterclasses are really good for that because, again, you have to focus on growing, right? Getting more leads in the door, and how are you converting them? You have to focus on, I always call it the eyes, like getting more eyes on you. And one thing that I say inside both trainings actually is that it's not about getting just new eyes on you. It's about getting the people that have already started following you, already engaging with you, people that have already even purchased from you before, keeping their eyes on you, right? That is all we're doing here. And so those two masterclasses really help with that. So definitely join me inside of Shmoney Mama for that. But to just kind of sum this up, because I don't want this to get super, super long, you need to be visible, okay? You need to be visible. You need to be visible. You need to be visible. That is like my number one non-negotiable, okay? Everything works itself out. I promise you, everything works itself out. You can, like, everything is a skill, right? You can learn the skill of sales. You can learn the skill of lead generation. You can learn the skill of selling in the DMs, right? Or selling on sales calls, right? You can learn those skills. And even visibility. Visibility is a skill, but visibility should be the first skill you focus on, right? Visibility. And again, when I'm saying visibility, I don't mean just going viral or getting a huge audience. I mean getting in front of the right people, right? The people that are actually interested in your concepts, your philosophies, your offers, right? And so what we really want to do is you want to be visible so that you can get in front of new people and your existing people. You want to nurture them to a point that when the time comes, you can sell your offer. And there are so many ways to be visible. I kind of alluded to this earlier, but there are so many ways that you can be visible, right? It doesn't have to just be, you know, I'm posting content every single day, right? No, it can be your content, right? It could be your blog posts, your podcast, your Instagram or TikTok, right? It can be all those things, but it can also be your email, right? Getting in front of your email list. I mentioned that when I'm recording this, I'm currently sending 2 emails a day out, right? That's me being visible to my existing community. It could be things like bundles, right? Bundles are a really big thing that people are doing right now to collaborate and get in front of other audiences. People are doing summits, right? It could be you speaking at an actual event, right? That's visibility. That's you getting in front of people where you're able to showcase your expertise and your authority. Like podcast guesting, right? Being on a guest on somebody's podcast. That's a great way to be visible. Ads, right? Like a lot of people don't want to talk about the fact that like ads are, you know, a thing, or like people want to just like, I guess, be on that hill of, oh, you know, I did everything organically. And while that is cool, like I'm not gonna lie, it's a cool little accolade. It's also like, girl, I'm a whole mom. Like I don't got time, right? And so if you need to run ads, that's totally fine too, if that's going to get you visible, right? That's going to get you in front of more people, which it usually does. Of course, targeting plays a role, but targeting plays a role in everything, right? I feel like people don't realize how similar running ads is to doing things organically. Like it's literally the same thing. It's just for one, you paid, and the other one, you know, you kind of sweat equity, but whatever. Anyway, focus on visibility. The last thing I want to say, and the reason why this is another like number one thing for me, focusing on visibility and focusing on, you know, your lead generation allows you to not hyper focus on signing the person you're talking to. And this is because you have a pool of other people that you can and you will sell to. So it's going to clean up your energy around selling, and you can, you know, how they say, detach yourself from the outcome. You will be able to detach yourself and just keep it moving, which is going to allow you to show up with, you know, or show up to your sales conversations with so much more confidence and with more authority. And so I love focusing on visibility, or I will always like number one focus on visibility and on lead generation, simply because of the fact that I know I'm in my best sales energy when I am not tied to, oh, this person has to join, right? I am not tied to that at all, because I know that I have so many more people I can sell to. Like I have lists upon lists upon lists of people that I can sell to. So I'm not tying my worth or the success of my company on the one person I'm talking to. And that allows me to go into that sales conversation really trying to figure out, okay, how can I actually serve and help you? And it also allows me to walk away from bad money, right? Like from money that's like, I don't really think we're gonna mesh well on this, or I don't believe that I'm the best person for you right now. Like there are times that I literally am not the best investment for the person. And I'm able to confidently say that and confidently just like kind of walk away from the conversation, because my focus has always and will always be on visibility and lead generation. So I know there are other people that I can actively be selling to and, you know, connecting with and nurturing and all those kind of things. So I feel like that's like another really big perk behind like this being my number one thing. And this is something that I'm always encouraging my clients to do. So Even when it comes to just like, again, a lot of people feel like, oh, my messaging is a problem, or, you know, my sales calls is a problem. It's like, no, your sales calls could improve, right? Like, yes, we can improve your sales calls, your sales process, blah, blah, blah. But also, if you had more leads, you would have way more options to get better at it, right? Like, imagine if you only were talking to, you know, two people a month, right? If you're only talking to two people a month about your offer, you're going to feel way more stressed about signing those two people versus if you had 20 people in a month to talk to. In that case, I mean, you might still feel a little stressed if you need 10 clients, but if you don't need as many clients, you could literally be like, okay, I have these 20 people. I can really take my time and get really good at how I'm selling, right? Now you have a little bit more wiggle room, right? For people to say yes, no, whatever, right? For you to have to follow up with people or whatever the situation may be. It just gives you a little bit more flexibility and it gives you a little bit more calm when you are selling your offers. So when it comes, like, just to answer this question in summary, I kind of like did a long drawn out story for this, but the number one thing, like my number one non-negotiable priority is visibility. That's my number one thing. My number one thing is filling the pipeline, filling the funnel. At that point, I can then, you know, use some discernment, use my wisdom, use my judgment, use my time, whatever. And I can spend time building relationships, right? So I guess the second thing on that, which goes with lead generation, is that I'm building relationships, right? And I feel like because that has been my angle for how I do things, it's led me to having dang on near perfect clients. Like I don't have any clients that I can complain about in the last like 2.5 years. You know, prior to that, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but we all start somewhere. But in the last 2.5 years, like I have had just the perfect fit aligned clients. And it's because I shifted my focus from, you know, oh, I gotta be really perfect at sales and I gotta like close every single call to, no, I just need to talk to more people. Like I just need more people. And then I can just chill. Like when it's time to have a conversation, like now we can just have a conversation. It doesn't have to be this high pressure situation where I'm having to talk you into wanting to work with me or talk you into why you need to invest. It's like, no, I don't have to talk you into anything. We're gonna have a conversation, see how I can serve you. If it's not for you right now, or if we're not a good fit, I can like point you to the next best option. So that is my number one non-negotiable. I would love to know what yours is. So feel free to DM me on Instagram. We can kiki and talk about it. Or if you're like, you know what, Kay, you're actually right, which I know I am. But if you're like, hey, you're actually right, then feel free to like come in my DMs and let's talk about it. Anyway, that is it for this one. And until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayantha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.